in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Tarrytown resident Judy Cass. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Andy.
Good to talk with you. Have you always lived in the Hudson Valley?
Well, I grew up in Rockin County, so I guess so.
Qualifies.
That's right.
But now you're in Tarrytown.
I'm in Tarrytown. Interspersed, I've lived in a couple of other continents, but largely in the Hudson Valley.
We're going to talk about your album and your song, Beyond the Ash and the Steel, enjoying it. We caught you at work today, did we not?
Yes, you did.
So music is not a living yet for you, is it?
Well, no. To be able to support myself fully.
The big answer is no.
You know, it depends on what you call living.
I
live for music. So
yeah, I was going to say sometimes a job isn't a living based on that definition either.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm fortunate to be able to have a very flexible schedule as a psychotherapist, so I can kind of enjoy both and weave them both in together.
Psychotherapy, does that influence your music at all?
Absolutely. And music influences my...
I was going to say you're probably a very good psychotherapist because of the kind of musician you are.
Thank you. I think it certainly adds.
Beyond the Ash and Steel. I love a lot of the songs, actually. It's your second album.
This is my second album. My first album, Better Things, came out in 2014. And I was already starting to write as that was being released. So I was starting to write for the second album. So
you're probably starting to write now for the third album, aren't you?
Indeed.
Always be writing. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Judy Cass from Tarrytown. And the album is Beyond the Ash and Steel. You've got a beautiful voice. First of all, beautiful speaking voice. Fantastic singing voice. It gives me kind of a Joni Mitchell feel. Is that something you've heard before?
I absolutely have heard that before.
Yeah.
She was no doubt an influence, and as were others, Laura Nero, Janis Ian, and some of the male singer-songwriters, Neil Young, and Sarah Vaughan, actually, from another genre. Yeah.
That's a good spectrum of great voices. Not just the voice, but the songwriting sensibility, I think. Songs like Laugh, Vastness of Now, that kind of thing, have that kind of Joni Mitchell kind of feel to it.
Yes. Without a doubt.
What kind of things inspire you to write a song?
Moments, just moments that I might have. And because life is, you know, the forever, I think Emily Dickinson said that forever is composed of now. So I'll experience a moment and suddenly there'll be music to it, or I might have a musical line running through and have to search for the words. But I find so many things inspire songs, and I like writing about the full range of life's experiences.
Yeah, one of those events, I guess, is the events of 9/11, which inspired Beyond the Ash and Steel. How did it affect you?
Well, I was working at the time at that was in my corporate life, my career path less traveled, and I was working for a company, Marsh & McLennan, a subsidiary of theirs, and we were located on Tower 2. I wasn't at work that day, fortunately. I had decided to work remotely and called in, and then discovered later that 300 of my colleagues were killed in the attacks. So it absolutely affected me and propelled me to really write about the process of healing.
And you are a healer pretty much by profession, aren't you?
I'm a healer. I think we all have the potential to be healers, and music is certainly one of the best ways to heal, both listening to and creating it and sharing it with others. So Beyond the Ash and Steel speaks to that process.
Bravo, and well done, well done. You got gigs coming up?
I do. I'm heading out tomorrow down to North Carolina. I have a couple of gigs there, and we'll be participating in the Southeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference, which is just a mash of showcases and opportunities to engage with and hear other musicians. So I'm looking forward to that, and that'll keep me out of town for much of May. Following that, there are a couple of nice things coming up. I'll be at the Borderline Folk Club.
The Borderline in Nanuet, right?
The end of June, I think, celebrating the recently passed James Durst, fabulous singer-songwriter. And following that, in July, I'm going to be at Rockwood Music Hall.
Now, what is your website? Where can people find out more about you?
You can find out more about me at www.judycass.com.
And let's hear that song. It's a beauty. It's called Beyond the Ash and Steel. Judy Cass, thank you so much. Happy trails and good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Andy.